The title for the split sermon is Having a Strong Connection with God. God is by no means a meaningless word. God is a real being with a great personality. If I ask you, if you know God, what would your answer be? Probably yes. Now, suppose I were to ask you a second question. Do you know God well? What would your answer be then? When Jesus Christ prayed to God the Father, he said, John chapter 17, verse 1 to 3. John 17, start with verse 1. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority of all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ who have sent. Did we understand that? Knowing God is of the utmost importance. It is eternal life. It is the purpose of this split sermon to give us few specific and helpful tips on not only knowing God, but knowing Him well. God is reliable and empathetic. When God truly works with us, when He has directly intervened in our personal lives, we come to realize that getting to know God is easy. Over time, we will realize that God is reliable. The better we get to know God, the better we will understand His behavior and actions in every situation. In Paul's letters to Titus, we read about God who cannot lie. Titus chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Titus chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledge of the truth which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. This is an important characteristic of God. When we work with God, we know that He, God, will always tell us the truth. He is absolutely reliable. Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 30, Matthew 10, verse 30, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. This is a clear statement of how well God knows each one of us. He knows us down to the smallest details. God's peoples have come to know God. All of the great men and women of the Bible know God, and that knew Him well. Consider what David said to Solomon. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9. As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intent of the thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. David recognized the importance of knowing God, and he gave his son the wise advice to build a close relationship with God. Paul often spoke about his relationship with God. Here is what his desire toward God was. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Philippians 3, verse 10 from the Living Bible. Now, I have given up everything else. I have found it to be the only way to really know Christ and to experience the mighty power that brought him back to life again, and to find out what it means to suffer and to die with him. Paul threw everything else aside. Everything else was worthless compared to knowing God. Moses, like David and Paul, recognized the importance of approaching God in a personal way. Moses cried out to his Creator, Exodus 33, verse 13. Exodus 33, verse 13. Now therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that his nation is your people. Of course, Moses already knew God, but he wanted to get to know him even better. Verse 18 continues, and he said, please show me your glory. In verse 19, God responded by giving Moses a glimpse of his incredibly radiant and glorious body. I will make all my goodness pass before you. Let's read to verse 23. 20. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. And the Lord said, here is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock. So it shall be, while my glory passed by, that I will put you in the cleft on the rock, and will cover you with me, with my hand, while I pass by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. God's unique characteristics. How can we increase our knowledge of God? One way is to look at some of his unique qualities. Although there are dozens we could cover, let's focus on just three basic elements. The words that describe these three fundamental characteristics of God to all being begin with the Latin omni, which means total or complete. Omni refers to the totality or completeness of God's characteristics. The first characteristics we will look at is God's omnipotence or his almightiness. God can do anything. Job was a righteous man and he knew God. But he did not know God as well as he should have done. Job had to suffer a lot to learn a crucial lesson. Finally, Job said to God, Job 42, verse 2. Job 42, verse 2. I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. No matter how difficult the circumstances, we must remember that God can do all things, and that He works all things for our good. We go to Romans 8 and read verse 28. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who all they called according to His purpose. The second characteristics we will look at is God's omnipresence. God is everywhere. God said to His prophet in Jeremiah 23, verses 23 and 24. Jeremiah 23, start with 23. Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can anyone hide himself in secret places, so I shall not see him? Says the Lord. Do I not feel heaven and the earth, says the Lord? Wherever we may be, we have an opportunity to talk to God and get to know Him. God is everywhere. The third characteristics: God is omniscient. God knows everything. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 147, verse 4. Psalm 147, verse 4. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. By night, the bare human eye can still see as stars that is about 10,000 lights away. We can see about 3,000 stars with the bare eye. But isn't it interesting that when scientists look through their telescope at object, they had no clue they exist? God already knew exactly where all the stars are. God even knows the name of the stars. And God knows so much more that people don't even dream of. God knows everything that can be known in this world. What is our relationship with God like? Knowing God should make a huge difference in the way we live. To put it more clearly, if the way we live is not vastly different from the way of those who claim to know God, then we may to know Him. Arguably, we want to know Him, but if our lives are not vastly different from the way we lived before we came to know God, then we should be alarmed. The responsibility for our knowledge is on us, a change in lifestyle. Let's think again about what Job said in God in Job 42, verse 3. Job 42 and verse 3. Who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Verse 5 in the same chapter. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. Job thought he knew God well, but in fact, this was not the case. However, when Job realized This with God's help, he was brought to a change of heart. Repentance is defined as turning around and going in the opposite directions of the path one has been taking, Job said in effect. Now that I see the truth, I will change. I will be different. I will go in the other direction. Every man and woman in the Bible who came to know God well had to change in order to walk the path that is opposite of the path of the majority. The whole purpose of knowing God is to change, repent, and bring our lives into harmony with God. If your lives have not changed, then we do not really know God. How can we determine whether we really know God, know his mindset? Let us remember what Moses asked God earnestly. We go to Exodus 33 and read verse 13. Exodus 33, verse 13. Now therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. God answered Moses in verse 14. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Moses replied, verse 15, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. In other words, God, if you don't go with us, we won't go either. That's what we have to say to ourselves. God, if you're into this, I'm into this too. But if you are not involved, I don't want to be involved. When we make an important decision, be it in marriage, a sale, a purchase, starting a business, moving houses, or anything else, it is important to do what Moses did. Let's involve God in the decision. Let's fast and pray about it. Let us search the Bible for instructions from God. Let us ask God to intervene directly and guide us. Let us seek wise counsel. Let's strive to know exactly what God wants us to do and then do it. The more we understand God and better we know him, the easier it will be for us to be confident of his will in every situation. In doing so, we use the Spirit of God, whereby we simultaneously acquire it. Since the time we came to know God, how much has our lives changed? If some time has passed since then, there should be obvious changes. However, if, like Job in his early state, we have merely noticed God but not responded to him, therefore probably hasn't been that much change in our lives. We all need to get in the frame of mind that Job had by the end of his book. We need to be aware that we know God and know him well. This will make a significant difference in our lives, now and forever. Four ways to get to know God better. First, obeying the law of God. God's law reflects God's truth, his character, and his nature. John wrote in 1 John chapter 2, verse 4. First John. Chapter 2, verse 4. He who says, I know him, and does not keep him his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Let us do what God commands us to do. It is absurd to expect that man can have a close relationship with God if he does not do what he asks of him. God's basic law of love is summarized in the Ten Commandments. For a deeper understanding of these basic laws of life, request our free booklets on the topic. Second, talking to God. Talk to God. About what? About everything. Is there something that worries us, that frightens us, that delights us, that upset us, that excites us, that disappointed us, that dominates most of our thoughts? Whatever it is, let's make sure we talk to God about it. Men like Elijah and Jeremiah pray to God with serenity and trust, and they were quite prepared to ask him, why do you act like this? Paul spoke to God when he was depressed, discouraged, and perplexed. These servants to God spoke to him with an intimate and close relationship. They knew him, and he knew them, and their problems were solved. Not always in the way and we wanted or expect, but always in the best way. And that's how it should be with us too. We should talk to God about everything. Whatever is on our minds, in this way we can come into very intimate contact with God. After all, you talk to a good friend or father, not a stranger. Romans 12, verse 12. Romans 12, verse 12 tells us to be continue steadfastly in prayer. The Good News in translation renders as follows. Let your hope keep you joyful, be patient in your troubles, and pray at all times. It means throughout the day when situations arise and decisions have to be made. This is an ideal way to build a relationship with God. We also need to connect with our Creator daily on our knees, if physical possible, at a time specifically set aside of prayer, for prayer. If our prayer come from the heart and are sincere, they will be answered. Go to Hebrews 4 and we read 16. Hebrews 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Third, studying the Word of God. God's Word is God's knowledge of Himself, and the more we read it, study it, and meditate on it in calmness, the better we will get to know God. For example, it would be a worthwhile study to look at all the numerous names by which God identifies Himself in the Bible. For they all show different characteristics of what God is and does. God calls himself Almighty God, Eternal God, the Lord, the Builder, our Savior, the God of peace, our righteousness, the Lord who heals, the Ancient of Days, and the Lord of the Hosts. Studying God's name would reveal God's characteristics, traits. Fourth, meditate on God's instructions. David said in Psalm 77, verse 12. Psalm 77, verse 12, from the Good News Translation. I will think about all that you have done. I will meditate on all your mighty acts. David was the king of Israel, yet he often found time to meditate, to think about God's ways, God's law, and God's plan and purpose. David developed a clear understanding of God because he meditated on God's word and God's work. And that's what we have to do. It takes time to get to know someone well. Let's take time to get to know God well. God longs to be close to us. If we stay in touch with God, we build a strong connection with God. It is possible to establish a connection with God, to communicate something to Him, or to receive something from Him. When we confess and forsake our sins, we are closed to God. Let us read 1 John 1 and verse 9. First John chapter 1 and verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Ultimately, a close relationship with God is built on a life of obedience. Jesus said to His disciples in John 14, verse 23. John 14, verse 23. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. James tells us that he will draw near to you, to us, if we submit to God through obedience, resist the devil, and draw near to God. You can read that in James 4, 7, and 8. We go to Isaiah 59 and read verse 2. Isaiah chapter 59 and read verse 2. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you, so that He will not hear. We must remove sin from us to have and maintain a strong connection with God. And if we have a strong connection with God, then the following applies to us. We go back to the Revelation 3 and read verse 20. Revelation 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the doors, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me.